സദാശിവസമാരംഭം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. ഓം.
പേജ് നമ്പർ 34, ശ്ലോക നമ്പർ 14.
നിദ്രാ ന വിദ്യ ഗ്രഹണം ന വിദ്യ. ഗൃഹാതി കിഞ്ചിൻ ന യഥാർത്ഥ ബോധേ. നിദ്രാ പദാർത്ഥ ഗ്രഹണേതരാ സ്യാത്. ചിദേവ വിദ്യ വിലസന്ത്യ ശൂന്യ.
രമണ മഹർഷി ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് വിദ്യ ആർ വാട്ട് ഈസ് നോളജ് ആർ വാട്ട് ഈസ് എൻലൈറ്റൻമെന്റ്. ബിഫോർ ഗോയിങ് ടു നോ അബൌട്ട് ദ എൻലൈറ്റൻമെന്റ് ആർ നോളജ്, one should know what is not knowledge, what is not enlightenment. First, know what is not vidya. He says, nidra na vidya. Nidra means non-perception of objects is called nidra. Nidra means sleep. We give the name. But what do you mean by sleep? Sleep is nothing but non-perceptibility of objects. Non-perceptibility of objects by the mind. When the mind is not able to perceive through the eyes or through the ears, through the nose, through the touch, through the tongue, the mind is not able to receive or perceive any knowledge. That is called nidra, sleep. That is not vidya. Why? In sleep you don't get any knowledge. You don't perceive anything. You don't understand anything. Because all sense organs are withdrawn. Therefore, no knowledge will take place. Na vidya. So, nidra is not vidya. Therefore, we are not getting any knowledge. Are we getting any knowledge in the sleep? No knowledge is coming. That is sure. So, grahanam na vidya. Sleep is not vidya, we can accept. But grahanam means not that eclipse grahanam. Here, grahana means grasping. Grasping or understanding, knowing is called grahanam. Why that grahanam eclipse is also grahanam? This Rahu Ketu, they grasp the sun or moon, it is called grahanam. Similarly, this eyes grasp the objects and the nose grasp the smell, ears grasp the sound, tongue grasps the taste, the touch grasps the feeling. So this is called grasping. That grahanam is also not vidya. But we think it is a vidya. It is a knowledge. But according to Ramana Maharshi, it is not a knowledge. Therefore, how to accept that? Very difficult. So, grindhati kinchin yadhartha bodhe. യഥാർത്ഥ ബോധേ. യഥാ അർത്ഥ മീൻസ് ഇൻ ദ നോളജ് ഓഫ് ദ ട്രൂത്ത്. യഥാർത്ഥ ബോധം മീൻസ് ഇൻ ദ നോളജ് ഓഫ് ദ ട്രൂത്ത്. റിയലി സ്പീക്കിംഗ് ന കിഞ്ചിത് ഗൃഹാതി. യു ഡോണ്ട് ഗ്രാസ്പ് എനിത്തിങ്. യു ഡോണ്ട് ഗ്രാസ്പ് എനിത്തിങ് ന കിഞ്ചിത്. കിഞ്ചിത് എനിത്തിങ് ന ഗൃഹാതി. യു ഡോണ്ട് ഗ്രാസ്പ്. when yatharta bodhe. What is yatharta bodhanna? Mahavakya jnanam. Aikya jnanam is called yatharta bodha. Bodhe sati. At the time of aikya jnanam, what is that aikya jnanam? Aham brahma asmi. At that time of paramartha bodha, that is the truth, yathartha bodha or paramartha bodha or aham brahmasmi bodha, that vritti, that time na kinchit grinhati, you are not grasping anything. When you are saying aham brahmasmi, I got that jnanam of aham brahmasmi, you say, so what you are grasping? I am grasping Brahman. Aham brahmasmi jnanam is a knowledge. Are you grasping anything? Yes, yes, I am grasping Brahman. But Ramana Maharshi says, yathartha bodhe kinchit na grinhati. This person is not grasping anything. If it is yathartha bodha, suppose a person says, I am grasping Brahman, anna, this is not yathartha bodha. Anybody says, suppose, I am grasping Brahman in Swamini class, anna. Because I am a sincere regular student of Swamini. Edhiruvaga apdi Swaminiku nose keela apdiye ukkarave. So therefore I grasp the Brahman. Ramana Maharshi says that is not yatharta jnanam. Why? You cannot grasp Brahman. Then how can I say without grasping Brahman, how can I say aham brahmasmi? This is such a true point here. It says, nidra padartha grahana itara chireva syat vidya. Vidya is that, vidya, knowledge is that, aham brahmasmi jnanam is that, vidya means jnanam. What jnanam we are talking here together? Aham brahmasmi jnanam. I am Brahman. I am Brahman is a knowledge. In this knowledge, am I grasping anything? He says, nidra padartha grahana itara. Grahana means I am grasping certain things. Nidra, I am not grasping. Itara, what is there itara? Other than grasping, other than non-grasping, what is there? People do not have answer for this. Either I am not grasping in nidra or I am grasping in waking state. In the rundu dhani irukkano. Itara, there is something else other than these two. What is that? We know only these two. What? We know only these two, either nidra, I don't know anything. And waking, I know everything. I grasp the music, I grasp the forms, I grasp the all things. Other than these two, what is there? One is there, itara. Grahana padartha itara. Other than the objects of the grasping, holding anything, that nidra padartha, other than the sleep also. Other than the sleep, other than the waking state. So sleep la ignorance, waking state la grasping. Non-grasping and grasping. This is itara. It is neither grasping nor non-grasping. That is called aham brahmasmi. Aham brahmasmi vritti is that it will never come under non-grasping. It is not shunya. In sleep, deep sleep, shunya dhane ellame onnume theriyadhan solra. Shunya. It is not shunya. At the same time, this aham brahmasmi is not grasping Brahman. Why? If I grasp anything, it comes under object. Since Brahman is not coming under an object, I can never grasp. Why is not coming under object? That Brahman is the subject, I myself. I cannot grasp myself. Aham brahmasmi, I am Brahman, that vritti jnana samaye. But maika vritti samaye, maika jnana vritti time, I am grasping the maika knowledge. When I see the desk, I grasp the desk knowledge. When I see the fan, I grasp the fan knowledge. When I hear the music, I grasp the music knowledge. When I taste, I grasp the taste knowledge. That padartha I can understand. Similarly, when I say I am Brahman, what am I grasping? Brahman ani solla vali illa. Brahman na grasp pandra antana avar object aidvar. Na onnu grasp pannala nu solla mudiyadhu. Yena Brahman shunyam illa. I have not grasped Brahman ani solla mudiyadhu. Yen because you are telling aham Brahmasmi. That you are telling aham Brahmasmi means you are Brahman. That is not shunyam. You are not grasping also. Such a tough one. So, chideva syat vidya. That chit, that consciousness alone, I am consciousness principle. That Brahman I am. That alone is vidya. Vilasanti, it is self-effulgent. Aham brahmasmi vritti is not come under nidra or grahanam, but it is the pure knowledge, vidya, vilasanti, it is self-effulgent, self-evident. How to see that, na? Self-effulgent, na? I am evident to myself. I never doubt myself. Am I self-evident or not? I never ask my wife or husband or some other family member about my existence. I never doubt my presence. That is called vilasanti, self-effulgent. I am evident to myself. What is the proof? Kopam kopama varu. Inna swamini, what is the proof you are evident to yourself? Before going to that, I'll give an example. What is the proof my phone is working? I cannot dial my phone number. Because if I dial my phone number, can I get anything? I cannot dial my phone number. But what is the proof your phone is working or not? Ring ring bell varumilliyo. When others are calling, yes, my phone is working. How do you know that? All phone calls are evident for the self-evidence of the phone. My own phone. All phone calls are evidence for the evidence of my phone function. My phone is functioning or not, I cannot test. That's why the person who is repairing, because often I get that problem, he calls my phone number, no? Yes, my phone is working. Similarly, I am evident to myself is the ever-evident fact because of whose evidence everything is known. Because of whose functions, phone function, all phone calls are coming, that is itself evidence. Similarly, I am Brahman is evident fact, vilasanti all the time because all interactions I am doing. I am able to see the seeing things. It is evidence of Atman. Hearing sounds, evidence of Atma. Tasting, smell, everything shows evidence of Atma. There is no need of any second proof. Therefore, Chideva Vidya Vilasanti. Not Shunya. It is not a Shunya. People talk about, I want to go to that Shunya Dhyanam. I pere Shunya Dhyanam. Hidukappa Shunya Dhyanam. Angada Brahman Teriyuma. They want to know, to see that power or God, something they say. Therefore, they want to do Shunya Dhyanam. Ramana Maharishi says, Hidukappa Shunya Dhyanam. Therefore, it is a very simple, ever-evident fact, I am Brahman. I need not do anything. That's all. Even meditation is also not required. Meditation is required to know. Meditation is not required. Meditation is required to know. Meditation is not required. Next shloka. Up to here we saw in the last class. So, if I say I know Brahman, I do not know Brahman. Keno Upanishad language. If I say I know Brahman, I do not know the Brahman. If I say I do not know Brahman, also I do not know Brahman. Then what to say? Don't say anything. Don't say I know Brahman. Don't say I don't know Brahman. Why? It will never come under a known object or unknown object. Why? I am consciousness principle. Where is the question of known object, unknown object? Known and object item. Unknown and in future it is going to become known and simple object item. I am the ever evident subject. Simple. Vedanta is very simple. Like halwa. Shloka number 15. If we understand the shloka, it is halwa. If we don't understand shloka, it is shoka. It is like a shoka. 15. Satya sthiratma vividhakriti sthite. Siddhe prithak satya sito namin bhinnam. Bhusha vikara kimu santi satyam. Vina suvarnam prudhagatra loke. Very nice, beautiful example he gives. Now he is talking about the chitta. What do you mean by chitta? In previous sloka he said, chideva vidyana. Chit means what? Satyaha chit atma. That which is satyam is called chidatma. Chit means chaitanyam. Chaitanyam, consciousness anartha. Consciousness. What do you mean by consciousness? Spelling is Agarare Swami. Chit means Chaitanyam, consciousness. In Chit, short form of Chaitanyam is Chit. Chit in English we call it as consciousness. Spelling is no problem. C-O-N-S. C-I-O-U-S-N-E-S-S. Consciousness. That chit is called Atma. This Atma is called chit. Chidatma. Satyaha. That which is always available truth. Satyaha means truth. Capital T. Absolute. Absolute truth. Satyaha Chidatma. So what? I want to see that Satyaha Chidatma. You cannot see. Pure Chidatma consciousness you cannot see. But you can see it through objects. Only through Vividhakriti. Vividhakriti. Varieties of forms. Varieties of particular knowledge. Vividhakriti. Akritihi Chit. Vividha akriti means varieties of forms. Akriti means shape. Different shapes. Akriti. Vividha means varieties of many, manifold. Vividha akriti chit satyaha chitaha. Vividha akriti chit satyaha chitaha. That absolute consciousness means pure consciousness. It adulterated consciousness. Vividhakritihi chit. That which consciousness is available in the object with nama rupa. That nama rupa sahita chit. Vividhakritihi chit. Vividhakritihi means nama rupa chit. Arthavana. Nama rupa chit. Satya chitaha. Nama rupa rahita chitaha. Other than that Chit, which is free from nama rupa, or pure consciousness. That consciousness which is along with the name and form, na prithak na bhinna, prithak bhinna na siddhet. Prithak means separately, differently. Prithak bhinna, bhinna means differently, separately. Prithak means distinctly, separately. Prithak bhinna is not available separately, distinctly, other than satya chitaha. Nasidhyet, it is not possible, it is not available, it is not accomplishable. So, pure consciousness is not accomplishable to know without nama rupa. And vividhakriti kritihi chit satya chitaha prithak bhinnana. It is not different from satya chitaha vividhakriti bhinnana vividhakriti chit satya chitaha bhinnana. The varieties of names and forms where the consciousness is available, it is not different from the original consciousness. This original consciousness is not distinct from that consciousness which is with nama rupa. இது புரியறது கஷ்டம் சொல்லி அவர் எக்ஸாம்பிள் கொடுத்திருக்கார். தேர்ட் ஃபோர்த் லைன், தேர்ட் லைன் யூ சி ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ். நம்ம எக்ஸாம்பிள் சொன்னா ஈஸியா புரியும். ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் பூஷா விகாரா, பூஷா மீன்ஸ் பூஷணம், ஆபரணம். All the names and forms, vikarams means modifications of that bhushas, ornaments, gold, chain, bangle, ring, bhusha vikaraha. Vina swarnam satyam santikyam, vina swarnam, without gold, vina means without. Suvarna means gold, fourth line. Vina suvarna means without gold. Bhusha vikaraha are these ornaments, bangle, gold, chain, ring. Bhusha vikaraha, these different modified shapes, forms of these ornaments, are they really exist separate from gold? Satyam kim? Are they separately existing differently from the gold? Suvaranam? Yes, sir. No. Without gold, no ornament. So, no, 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 I want to see you. Keeping the bangle in my hand. This is vividhakriti. Akriti of what? Gold. Suvaranam. The suvaranam, without suvaranam, can this akriti, bangle akriti, round akriti, is able to exist? Is it satyam? Never. That gold alone, now vividhakriti gold. Okay, is it inga or akriti, inga or akriti, inga or akriti. Inna oru bangle alone, mood design. This cannot exist without the gold. No, Swamini, bangle can exist without gold. No, you take gold, bangle, I take the gold. Let us take, you take bangle, I take the gold. Is it possible? Why? Why it is not possible? There is no bangle other than gold. There is no bangle other than the gold. Therefore, you cannot take the bangle from me by leaving the gold. Clear? Now I want to see, keeping the bangle in this hand, I want to see pure gold, Swamini, pure gold. Hey, you are having the pure gold only here. Gold you are having. It is like that. People want to see pure consciousness. Pure consciousness you can never come across. Pure consciousness you can never come across. Why you have to come across actually? Why I want to come across gold? When I am holding on this bangle itself, I need not desire to see the gold because already it is there. Bhusha vikaraha suvarnam vina satyam santikyam. Are they just separately from the gold ornaments? Never. Similarly, loke, loke means in this world, this is very simple. Loke prithak suvarnam prithak abharanani na santi. Without gold, gold and ornaments cannot exist. Similarly, in the same way, now come to Darshtanta. Aham Brahmasmi Vritti itself is enlightenment. How can you say, I want to get Sakshatkara? You are telling just only one thought, Aham Brahmasmi, that Jnanam is sufficient. This is not what you are saying. You are Sakshatkara, you are saying, why you want to see here and there in Akasha somewhere? And people show the place also. You know, I got Atma Darshanam there. No? And I have a picture of Rara put it, all are coming to it. Paithyam, full madness. So, Ramana Maharshi says, in every experience, I know. That I know, what I know is variable, but I know is same, common. In every knowledge, that the pure chit is along with the Namarupa. Innu puriyanumanna? Say, I know is chit. When I say, I am, is sat, non irikhen, sat. That is satyam. I know enak teriyam is chit. Consciousness. I am conscious of. I am, whatever I add to I am is variable. I am wife. I am mother. I am father. I am husband. I am doctor. I am officer. I am employee. This I am is same, but what I am is variable. In all variables, the invariable is one, I am. In all variables, the invariable is one, that is I am. In I am, there is no change. Naan irukken, no change. Naan eppadi irukken, change. Naan madara irukken, wife irukken, teacher irukken, that is all variable. In the non irukken angiradha sat. That is called satyam. Sat eva satyam in the truth. So in the non angiradha no change. Now you are student. I am shishyaha. Variable. Chappal bot no one. Mother, father, wife, husband. Variable. But I am is in you one of the chappal bot of the kapra. Next class varumbodhu. Thank God. Same. Therefore it is satyam. In all variables, what is not variable, that invariable is satyam. Trikala abadhyam. Similarly, now come to chit. Sat, puriyirna? Sat, satyam. Chit, chaitanyam. Chit is called chaitanyam, sat is called satyam. So chaitanyam is that I know. What I know is variable. I know mic. I know desk. I know clip. I know bangle. I know book. I know fan. I know light. I know everything. I am conscious of. When I say I know, what do you mean by I know? I am conscious of mic. I am conscious of bangle. I am conscious of desk. I am conscious of light. I am conscious of. I am conscious of is same, but what I am conscious of is variable. So in all variable knowledge, I am conscious of is one. That is called chit. So when I say I am conscious of, you have to sit in meditation to know that consciousness. Tell me now. Is it necessary to sit in meditation to know the consciousness? Understanding. You recognize the fact in the class here now itself. And the time of 6:40, 1 minute. Enough, that's all. Le Swami, veetukku poi dhyanam pandrena. I am conscious of your sound. That time you are, chit is available or not? You are evident as chit. What is the proof? Swami, edhavad proof kadikuma? I am conscious of it. Hey, you are the proof to yourself. You are the proof to yourself. I am conscious of Swami's voice sound. That itself is a proof you are consciousness. I am conscious of. So you are Satyam, you are Chaitanyam. And what I am is variable, what I know is variable, but I am Sat Chit Ananta Swarupam. This is in your Satyam, in my Satyam, in this body, there is no difference. In all variables, different bodies, that Satyam is one. In all variable bodies, the knowledge, the knower, the consciousness is one. Homogeneous, you know, one. That's why the whole jagat is nothing but Sat and Chit. That Sat is appearing in this body. In this body, different form. Vividha Kritihi. 5, 5-2, 5-5, 5-6, height. Vividha Kritihi. Fair, black, mixed. Two fair, two black, mixed. Vividha Kritihi. Different shapes, different forms. Different species, thousands, millions of species. But what is Satyam in everything? Sat and Chit. So as Sat and Chit, I am all pervading. In what? In every body. You also can say that. In the form of Sat and Chit, I am in the Swamini's body. In the form of Sat and Chit, I am in Ishvara's body. In the form of Sat and Chit, I am in ant's body. In the form of Sat and Chit, I am in elephant's body. In the form of Sat and Chit, I am in bird's body. In every body, I am. Where is the question of meditation? Where is the question of knowing separately? Vision or self-realization? Other than sitting in the class, understanding this fact, there is no other self-realization. There is no other liberation. There is no other moksha. Try to understand. Therefore, I am, I know. So, what I know, what I am, changes. Let it change. Let it change. But I experience. I need not destroy the bangle to know the gold. Why? Without destroying the bangle, nicely wearing to the hand, and enjoying its beauty, I can say, wonderful, you are gold. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Adhe maari in the bangle, body bangle, in the body bangle, idu eppadiyo suvarnam, suvarnam vidungo. Idu suvarnam, asalana suvarnam. Sat Chit is the suvarnam. Suvarnam. Ever shining effulgent consciousness I am, the mayeva sakalam jatam. Everything is because of, see my glory. In this body I am appearing. In this body I am appearing. In this body I am appearing. Appearing. In every body I am appearing. Whose glory is it? My glory. My means Sat Chit Chaitanyam Aham. Appearing in all bodies. When? Always. This Akriti goes another Akriti I appear here. This bangle appears in different form later. Doesn't matter. The gold exists. Similarly, the Sat Chit will exist ever. Am I having death? No. Am I having old age? No. Vividhakriti is having old age. Am I having Palluvali? Am I having wrinkles? Am I having pain? Vividhakriti will have the pain. In all variables, I am invariable, Atma Swarupam. Therefore, this is the fact, you are evident to yourself. There is no mystic power here. There is no mysticism here. There is no necessity of mysticism. And the word is vain. And the mysticism is mitcha. All variables are mitcha. Now, nama rupa, now tell me, is there a bangle? Is there a bangle? Substance called bangle? What is there? Gold alone is there. That means what? Bangle is mitcha. Myth. Myth is the short form is mitcha. Mitcha is the short form is myth. All myth is myth is mystery. Whatever mystery a person does, mystic is mitcha. Knowledge is not a myth. Knowledge is not a mitcha. Knowledge is satya. No one can deny this fact. We don't want any mystic power. We don't want any mysticism. We don't want to look at them also. I don't want. Why? They are all ignorant people. They do not know satya chitta. Paavam kashtapattirukka. Why? There is no necessity also. That's why wise person look at those people and smile. No? Smile. Internally smile, not outside. Next shloka. Shloka number 16. Tadayushmadorasmadi sampratishtham. Tasmin vinashte smadi moola bodhat. Tadyushmadasman mati varjite kam. Titirjvalam ti sahajatmana syat. Very, very terse, very, very important slokas. You have to repeatedly dwell upon them. Tat yushmat asmat. Here, Ramana Bhagavan is bringing the first person, second person, third person. He, she, it, that is called tat. Saha, he. In English, he, what you call he, he is what? Which person? Third person. He is a third person. He. In Sanskrit they call Saha. Pumlingam and Saha. If she, Sa. If it is Nabumsakalingam, neuter gender, Tat. So he, she, it, that is called Tat. Third person. And you are second person. Madhyama Purusha. Second person. Third person and second person, when, how they can exist na, they pratishtha, they are based on aham, I, first person. Without first person, there is no second person, there is no third person. Not possible. As long as I am, I the first person is there, I can talk you, he, she, remote. Far, distant things, he, she, it. Paroksham, na, adi paroksham. Third person is paroksham. You are pratyaksham, direct perception. I am aparoksham. Aparoksham. Aparoksham, pratyaksham, paroksham. Okay. That God, he is in Vaikuntha. Third person. And you are all second person. You come under second person. I come under first person. That means you and he put together world. Okay. Whole world. Second person and third person come under world. The world I am perceiving you, I am perceiving she, I am perceiving him, I am perceiving that, I am perceiving everything. The whole second person and third person put together world. I am, the first person is called Ahankara. Ahankara. I am. You are you as long as I am. It's a little different language. You are you. Neengal. Children, our, avan, அதி அப்படின்னு சொல்றோம் இல்லையா, நான் நான் நீங்கள், நான் இருக்கும் போதுதானே நீங்கள் இருக்க முடியும். எனக்கு நீங்கள் எப்படி, நான் இல்லாமலே யூ ஆர் நாட் தேர் ஃபார் மீ, நான் வரணும் ஃபர்ஸ்ட், நீ யூ ஆர் சொல்றதுக்கு செகண்ட் பர்சன் சொல்றதுக்கு யார் இருக்கணுமா, ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பர்சன் நான் இருக்கணும். யூ ஹாவ் டு டெல் யுவர் செல்ஃப், ஸோ நான் இல்லாமலே நீங்கள் இருக்க முடியாது, அவர்கள் இருக்க முடியாது. அப்போ அந்த அவர்கள் நீங்கள் எல்லாமே டிபெண்டிங் ஆன் ஹூம், நான். ஸோ அதனால அந்த நீங்கள் அவர்கள் இது எல்லாமே பிரதிஷ்டா பேஸ்ட் ஆன் டிபெண்டிங் ஆன் நான். அது தத்து அந்த தேர்ட் பர்சன், யுஷ்மத் என்ன செகண்ட் பர்சன், அஸ்மதி சம்பிரதிஷ்டா, அஸ்மதி என்ன அகங்காரா, பேஸ்ட் ஆன் அகங்காரா, பேஸ்ட் ஆன் அகங்கார, சம்பிரதிஷ்டா மீன்ஸ் பேஸ்ட் ஆன், சப்போர்ட்டட் பை. தஸ்மின் வினஸ்தே மூலபோதாத், மூலபோதாத் மீன்ஸ் பை நோயிங் த ரூட் ஆஃப் திஸ் அகங்காரா, மூலபோதாத் அஸ்மது பை நோயிங் பை த நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் அதிஷ்டானம், அதிஷ்டானம் ஆஃப் வாட், பை த நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் த யூ அண்ட் ஹி, அதிஷ்டானம் ஹூ ஐ, ஸோ பை நோயிங் த அதிஷ்டானம் ஐ யூ கம் டு நோ யூ அண்ட் ஹி ஆர் நாட் தேர், யூ கம் டு நோ வை. அசல் இந்த அகங்காரமே இல்லை, திஸ் அகங்காரா நாமரூப, திஸ் இஸ் அகங்கார வென் யூ சே ஐ ஆம் பிலாங் டு நாமரூபா. நவ் யூ சே, ஜெனரல் யூ சே யூ ஆர் மை மதர், யூ ஆர் மை ஃபாதர், நாமரூபா. மதர் டு ஹூம் பராத்மா, தட் மதர் நாமரூபா இஸ் நாட் ஃபார் கான்சியஸ்னஸ், தட் மதர் நாமரூபா இஸ் ஃபார் திஸ் டாட்டர் நாமரூபா. திஸ் டாட்டர் நாமரூபா வென் ஐ என்க்வயர், ஜாகிரதையா புரிஞ்சுக்கோங்க, அந்த மதர் நாமரூபா யூ மதர், யூ ஆர் மை மதர் சொல்றோம் இல்லையா, அம்மா யூ ஆர் மை மதர், மதர் நாமரூபா இஸ் பேஸ்ட் ஆன் ஐ தி டாட்டர் நாமரூபா. ஃபாதர் நாமரூபா டிபெண்டிங் ஆன் மீ த டாட்டர் நாமரூபா, ஃபாதர் நாமரூபா இஸ் இஸ் எ ஃபாதர் ஆஸ் லாங் ஆஸ் ஐ ஆம் எ டாட்டர். So, his Nama Rupa, father Nama Rupa, depending on me, the daughter Nama Rupa. So, this daughter Nama Rupa, Ahankara, is Satyam or Mithya? Nama Rupa Mithya. Who is Satyam? Satyam Chityanon Satyam. So, my Nama Rupa, when it is false, what about his father Nama Rupa? Gone. Mother Nama Rupa? Gone. That's what he says. தஸ்மின் அஸ்மதி வினஸ்தே, தஸ்மின் வென் ஐ என்க்வயர் இன் டு திஸ் அஸ்மதி ஐ ஆம் அகங்காரா ஃபாதர் மதர், ரியலி வென் ஐ என்க்வயர் மூல போதா, வாட் இஸ் த மூல சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம், வாட் இஸ் த சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம் ஆஃப் திஸ் அகங்காரா, வாட் இஸ் த சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம் ஆஃப் திஸ் அகங்காரா, சச்சித். ஸோ சச்சித் போதே ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பர்சன் இஸ் காட், ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பர்சன் என்ன, ஐ வென் ஐ வாண்ட் டு ரிலேட் வித் அதர் பர்சன், சரி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பர்சன் எதுக்கு சொல்லணும், செகண்ட் பர்சன் தேர்ட் பர்சன் டு டிஃபரன்ஷியேட் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பர்சன். இந்த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பர்சனுக்கே மோசம் ஆயிடுச்சு, இவனுக்கே முதலுக்கே மோசம்னு சொல்றான் இல்லையோ, பாருங்க ரமண பகவான் எப்படி சிரிக்க வைக்கிறாங்களோ, இவ்வளவு ஸ்லோகான மதி வர்ஜித ஏகா, யூ அண்ட் ஹி ஆர் ஷி வர்ஜித ஏகா ஸ்திதி ஜ்வலந்தி, சோ தட் ஐ ஆம் த டாட்டர் ஃபாதர் மதர் நாம ரூபா ஆல்சோ கான், மித்யா நாம ரூபா ஹூ ரிமைன்ஸ் சஹஜ ஆத்மனஹ ஸ்திதி ஸ்யாத், தட் இஸ் த நேச்சுரல், சஹஜ மீன்ஸ் நேச்சுரல் ஆத்மா, சத் சித் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம், ஸ்திதிஹி இஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் தட் அலோன் ரிமைன்ஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பர்சன் செகண்ட் பர்சன் தேர்ட் பர்சன் ஆல் ஆர் நாம ரூபா, நேம் அண்ட் ஃபார்ம், name and form are nothing but given to whom? Here gold. There Saptanda to Saptanichit. Who is that Saptanichit? Aham Brahma Asmi. So therefore, in daughter, father, mother, see, even Ishvara, I swallow the Satchit consciousness, truth, eternal truth consciousness, swallow Ishvara Namarupa, Krishna Namarupa, Rama Namarupa, Mother Namarupa, Father Namarupa, in the Namarupa may gone. Where is the question? Where, without this Ahankara, I, where is the question of he, she, it, you? So this you, he, she, it, I, all are Namarupa. Upon whom? The me, the Satya, Chit Atma. Therefore, here the whole pervading uniform entity is what? Satchit. Appearing in different forms. Serious ways, smiling ways, sleepy ways. You are not sleeping, yes I am telling. Drowsy ways are highly active ways. Who is? Shining gold, கொஞ்சம் மண்ணு இருக்கு அந்த கோல்ட்ல, ஏன்னா கொஞ்சம் பழசாயிருச்சு, ஓல்டுன்னா கொஞ்சம் மண் இருக்கும், இல்லைன்னா புது பேங்கிள்னா ஷைனிங்கா இருக்கும், பட் கோல்டு இஸ் கோல்டு. அது மாதிரி சத் இஸ் சத், நெவர் சேஞ்ச் தட் ஐ ஆம். வாட் இஸ் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் சாஸ்திரா இஸ் கிவிங் டு மீ? இந்த ஸ்டேட்டஸ் மறந்து இந்த நீ யாரோ நான் யாரோ, நீ யாரு நான் யாரோ, இந்த சத்து சித்துதான். நீ யாரோ நான் யாரோ இல்ல பாப்பா, அந்த அம்மாக்கு தெரியாமல பாட பாடுற நல்லது. நீ யாரோ நான் யாரோ, யாரு யாரோ, யார் யார் கிடையாது, யார் யார் இல்ல, பொய் தான். நீயும் சத்துதா, நானும் சத்துதா. அந்த நாம ரூபா சார் டெம்பரரி, இது பிளே ஸ்போர்ட். பர் எ ஞானி எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் எ ஸ்போர்ட். வண்டர்ஃபுல் நாலேஜ். அதுதான் ஜுவலந்தி, செல்ஃப் எவிடென்ட், ஷைனிங் பிரைட். That is bright. That is what a student asked. Or teacher asked the student. Why that teacher always come with black specs, black glasses to the class? One teacher wearing always black glasses. Madras side. Black glasses all the time wearing. Why she is wearing? And the student told her, students are all very bright. She cannot see straight away. That's why she is wearing glasses. அது மாதிரி யூ ஆர் ஆல் பிரைட் நவனா, பட் ஐ டோன்ட் வேர் கிளாசஸ், ஐ நீட் நாட் வேர், பிகாஸ் யூ ஆர் பிரைட், ஐ ஆம் பிரைட், பிகாஸ் யூ ஆர் மை ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ். நோ, பிரைட் மீன்ஸ் பிரில்லியன்ஸ், பிரில்லியன்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் கான்சியஸ்னஸ், எவர் சென்சியன்ட் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் ஐ ஆம் அண்ட் எவ்ரி திங். தேர்ஃபார் யூ அண்ட் ஐ ஆர் ஓன்லி நாம ரூபா, தி டெம்பரரி நாம ரூபா. ட்ரை டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த பியூட்டி of this Satchit glory. That's what Ramana Maharshi want to convey more in the next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ.